Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Vincent Hutchison and Dave, Rhythm in Motion Band.
And they're our guests tonight. And I first want to thank all my listeners north to south, east and west, and all my global listeners. We're broadcasting live in 27 countries. And I'm proud of that because when I came along in 2013, it was only United States. So, hey, we're doing the thing. And since then, we've had different co-hosts. Some went to work, some went to school, you know, different reasons. But tonight, my co-hosts are Chris and Mark. And Chris has been here the longest because Mark got off the air for a little bit. And he's back. And I want to say hi to Mark and Chris first.
Hello, our gutsy leader.
Hey now, Terry.
Hi,
hey now.
Hi, Mark. How
hey
y'all
now.
Doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
Wonderful. And now I want to say hi to my guests, Vincent and Dave, who's been very elusive before we didn't get a chance to talk to him. So how you doing, Vincent, and how you doing, Dave?
Hey, what's up?
It's all y'all, babe. This is nice for me because here I am assisting myself, and I got four guys, you know, surrounding me. Hey, Dave and Vincent, Mark and Chris. I'm in my dream world.
We're all fine. We're all fine. We're all fine. Okay.
How lucky can you get?
Oh, that's sick. So. Mark, Vincent, Mark, he has been so excitable about asking you questions. So because of that, because he just, I want to ask a lot of questions, I'm going to let him ask the question first, then I'll go to Chris, and then I'll ask my question.
Okay.
Well, you know, Vince, I'm so happy to have you back for part two of the Rhythm and Motion Band Story, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we need? What do we need to clear up from the last show that we need, and what brand new exciting things do our listeners need to know about the band?
Well, I'm going to turn this over to Dave to enlighten you on what we're doing.
Okay.
And he can get acquainted with everyone as well, as I did last time. So, Dave
okay.
Zoppi, here he is.
Hello, everybody. So, my name is David.
Hi,
Zoppi.
Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing, everybody? And I'm the another keyboard player for the Rhythm and Motion Band. And I know last time we that Vincent was on, we had their website that we want to clear that up because now we have a simplified site where everybody can find us, and it's. Rhythm, R-Y-T-H-Y-M. We spell it differently. R-Y-T-H-Y-M and motionband.com. And again, that's R-Y-T-H-Y-M.
I couldn't find you at first when I went on YouTube. I said, I know how to spell it. And I went back and looked at what you sent me. I said, okay, it's spelled different.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's easier to find it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's exciting.
And we have a lot of our original songs on there too, for people to check out.
Fabulous! You got any gigs coming up?
We're still working on it. Right now, since you know, like I had some setbacks with you know this year, you know, passing of my father and a lot of things that were going on. So we're getting back into the groove. And we'll be banging down some doors to, get us on in there. But other than that, we've been working on new material as well. So that's also what is new on the agenda.
Right.
As working on some new songs. I even wrote one, and I'm trying to figure out. We're trying to work some music with that. So we're gonna have quite a few songs that we're gonna present and record. So we can try to put a scene together.
We're
going to
bring Chris on here. Let him ask his questions, okay? Chris,
okay.
Go ahead, darling.
Okay. Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dave. My question is, you know, I'm reading this book about gutsy women, you know, that's been part of the world and big names and all that stuff. So my question is, are there any gutsy women in your families that are your heroes that you look up to?
I'll start with that. My mom.
Yeah.
Dave?
Oh, my aunt. She's. I worked with her band. So I got my start with her when I was when I was 15. I worked with her band, Nancy Lynn, The Touch of Brass, in Connecticut back in the 70s. And great trumpet player, vocalist, and she had Nancy and the Senorita Brass. You know, she was doing Herb Alpert stuff, and got to hang out at nightclubs and work with her. And she was. She and my dad, who was a drummer, I mean, but she really inspired me to get into the music business. I was kind of predestined anyway, you know, like when princes are born into royalty. So I didn't have a choice. I was going to be a musician no matter what, you know. I was very lucky to be born into a musical family, and she really inspired me a lot.
Yeah, my mom too.
Well, my question is. I know, Vincent, that you are retired in the healthcare field. Where did you and Dave hook up at, and how long have you, Vincent, been singing?
I retired 2 years ago, and Dave and I met Dave, had to be like maybe 12 years ago. I auditioned for a band, and he was the keyboard player of the band. So when the band folded a year and a half later, Dave said, came with a suggestion that maybe he and I should do a duo. And I said, why not? So we're going on being a duo next month, will be 10 years. And I started singing, I think, I started singing the first talent show. I was 12 years old. I was singing at Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's from Motown,
mm-hmm.
One of their songs. And I've been doing it ever since.
Okay. Well, Mark, he has his hand up. He got another question. Go ahead, Mark.
I do. I always have my hand up. I'm so happy. I am so happy that Terry opened with People of the World, because I have been listening to that song. I heard, played it 3 times on YouTube today. And, you know, it really sends me. Your music sends me. This is mainly for David because, you know, he talked about on his Facebook page, you know, about how we are now a nation divided by our political differences, with friendships and our relationships are strained, broken, or never realized because of such differences. And how have you guys been able to channel your frustration with today's political climate through your music? You know, that song is a perfect example of getting people to come together.
Right. We like to think of our song, People of the World, as the new What's Going On. Remember Marvin Gaye's song, What's Going On?
Yes. It should be an anthem. It's an anthem. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. People of the World, it's a song for the times. It's a song of the times. And we wrote it back when all that chaos and tragedy that was happening, you know, in our community. And, But we wrote that song as our message, you know. And one thing we want to do as independent artists, we desperately want to find someone, you know, everybody wants to find, you know, a record producer, somebody who believes in you, you know. But the frustrating thing is a lot of the producers, they want you to sound like somebody else, sound like Beyonce, sound like Justin Bieber. No, you know, we sound like we're putting our songs out to sound like who we are, our song. Our message, our lyrics.
Amen. Amen to that. Because I'm a mature crowd, I don't want to listen to somebody cussing and rapping and putting people down all the time. I'd rather listen to somebody who is seasoned, you know, so they can play the stuff that I can groove with, you know. So I'm all about all that. That's wonderful.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Mark, is there another question
before Christmas? Yeah. No. How do you convey that message to your audiences when you play? I mean, how do you get them to listen? You know, to exactly what you're trying to say. Go ahead.
No, because usually the establishments that we play, they're it's more adult oriented. Type of a crowd, and they they listen, and we get a good applause from it, because and it's amazing when you think people are not paying attention, but they are really paying attention. And I've learned that
And if I'm paying to go see somebody, I want to hear what they sing, so I'll know whether I'm gonna pay the next time. So
exactly.
That could be a factor.
You don't know.
But Chris, go ahead and ask the question. Chris is my baby, he's so quiet and timid, so I gotta force him to talk. And me and Molly got a big old mouth.
I'm not very quiet. I just try to be respectful and try not to talk over people. But my next question is to Dave and Vincent. Are there any artists that you want to work with?
An artist I would want to work with. You know what? Like I say, you know that when I write songs, I sometimes write them with artists in mind. You know, and even though we want to sound like ourselves, you know, be unique, you know, back in the 70s, you know, there were a lot of unique artists, you know, and the choreography, the style of dress, everybody had the same uniforms. James Brown band, you know, twirled the horns and everything, and so there was movement, there was individuality, there was uniqueness, you know. But at the same time, you know, when we write songs, we like to write them with artists in mind. So, you know, I mean, I could hear Bruno Mars, you know, doing People of the World. You know, I mean, he's somebody I would love to work with on this song. You know, but again, you know, who I want to work with and whose ears you touch upon, to find somebody that believes in your music and willing to give us as independent artists a chance. It's two different things. So we're just hoping we find someone to work with us so we can project our music and our message to the world.
Oh, that's a good thought. You know, and
we want that too. We want that too for you guys.
Yeah,
yes.
We hope that
happens.
Well, go ahead, Mark. You got another question, because you know.
Yeah, well,
we
this is a little off topic.
I want to get your question
okay,
in.
This is a little off topic. We were talking about it earlier. But I just found out that trailblazing icon Diane Carroll just passed away today at the age of 84.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know. What?
And somebody wrote on Twitter, actually, she's a famous producer, Ava DuVernay. She wrote, she walked this earth for 84 years and broke barriers with every footstep. And I totally agree. Vincent, this question is for you. When you were growing up like me as a kid, did you watch Julia on NBC on Tuesday nights? Did you guys watch it?
Yeah, I had a little boy.
I watched it.
She had a little child son named Corey.
Yeah, Marco Paz. He's a Facebook friend of mine, too, Terry.
Oh,
Mark.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I haven't talked to him for a long time, but, yeah, he spells his name just like I do, M-A-R-C, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I watched her, and I watched her as well when she played Claudine, you know, and I was in high school, about to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So through the years, you know, she has been.
What about those movies she did with Sidney Poitier and Claudine, which I love, one of my favorite
movies.
That's
what I was talking about, the Claudine one, and the one with Sidney Poitier.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that came out in the early 60s, but when I did see it some years, you know, years later, as I got older, that's when I was like, wow, we're losing so many icons. And I think that with the music too, we try to do a little bit of those guys like Marvin Gaye and Donnie Hathaway.
Yeah, music is going to last, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so many, we're losing so many. So.
Well, you know, we're only here for a minute. We just passing through, so it is
That's true.
While we're here, we got to make, you know, the right footprints to leave legacy for other people to follow. So, Chris, you want to get your question in before we have to wrap it up and find out how we can get a hold of Vincent and Dave and the Rhythm in Motion Band?
There you go.
Yeah.
I said it wrong first. I apologize.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, y'all just smack me. I tell you, when you smack me, I'm a little flick in the closet.
Ah,
don't stop.
We'll smack you anyway, Terry.
Okay.
Okay.
Foxy, no, I will give.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, well, before I begin, I want to say Diane Carroll died of cancer, and, you know, cancer sucks. But my next question
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't know. Okay.
My next question is what are your goals for as singers? What are the things that you want to do leading up for the end of the year, leading up to next year?
Well, we really wanted to get into the recording studio and record and try to get the get our songs on recorded and on CD and along with the other songs, People of the World, and the other songs that we had recorded, we would like to be able to, you know, like most artists will go out and, you know, when they do a gig, they would have their CD, you know, on handy to sell and give to, you know, the patrons who come out to see us. So we're looking forward to, that's basically what we're really working on is trying to get these, get our songs together. Plus we have I have one of my closest friends, who's a vocalist, and we plan on having her come in and do a song as well, and maybe a duet with me. So we're working diligently to try to get that wrapped up for the end of the year and present during the new year.
Awesome.
Okay, well, could you tell us real quick where they can reach you at, and then I'm going to play y'all song, Taking Us Out, which will be the song, If I Ain't Got You. I like that song. So how can they reach y'all? Their name is spelled RYTHYM. You know, that's how you spell Rhythm and Motion Band. You can find them. And Vincent, you can tell us how to reach you on other media sites.
Okay. Terry was saying, we spelled it wrong for a reason. We didn't want to be clashing with some other band that has Rhythm spelled correctly. So,
mm-hmm.
Rhythm and Motion Band, RYTHYM and Motion Band .com. That's how you can go in and check us out and see what we're up to. We also have a Facebook page as well, right, Dave?
All right, we have a Facebook page. You can find us, Rhythm and Motion Band, on Facebook, and also on YouTube. If you type in the search, Rhythm and Motion Band Connecticut,
CT,
and then just scroll down, you'll see the two of us, the duo, and that's how you'll find us there. But the main way to find us is Rhythm, RYTHYM, and motionband.com.
Yeah, I was looking online, I was seeing you and Dave rehearsing. So for y'all listening, you know, hook up with these brothers, man, you know. Let them tell you how much it costs, and they will travel if the price is right. So we're going to leave out the song, If I Ain't Got You, by the Rhythm and Motion Band, performing If I Ain't Got You.
Go, 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 go
Now, Vince and Dave, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Tell him thank you, Mark. And,
thank you.
Y'all do something new. Y'all can come back to this home now.
Oh, definitely.
Ain't that right, Mark?
Yeah, you're family. You're family now. Come on.
Yes. Right. Okay. So we appreciate y'all. Y'all be safe and y'all have a great weekend. And we'll talk again soon. And remember,
you, too,
you gotta get up. And you want to tell people out there where you're going to be playing so you get the, you know, people come to the door, pay that money so y'all can get paid better. You know, just let us know.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Well, y'all have a great weekend. Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye, Mark. How you been kissing,
y'all? Good night, John Boy. Good night, John Boy.
Bye. The Waltons. It's all crazy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, darling.